This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. In Yemen, security forces have detained dozens of people one day after an attack on the U.S. embassy in the capital, Sana'a. Yemeni officials say 17 people were killed in a well-coordinated frontal assault on the fortified compound. And as NPR's Ivan Watson reports, an 18-year-old American from New York was among those caught in the deadly crossfire.
Workers using hammers and drills began to repair the battered gate of the U.S. Embassy here this morning. The parking lot in front was littered with twisted metal, burned-out cars, and bits of human flesh. American investigators picked through the rubble wearing rubber gloves.
These in here are okay.
Around 9 a.m. yesterday, armed attackers driving two vehicles loaded with explosives tried and failed to penetrate the walls of the embassy compound. Yemeni guards and civilian bystanders bore the brunt of the attack. Among the victims was 18-year-old Susan Albana of Lackawanna, New York, who traveled here to marry a local man last month. She was lined up at the embassy applying for documents when the attackers launched their assault.
Crazy, crazy people. Everybody could make it this kind of fight yesterday. It's crazy. It's no brain.
Omar Al-Baradi is the owner of the Azal Hotel, which stands next door to the embassy.
What was he kill people like this? If you are Muslim, he didn't have to do that.
This was the most deadly of five attacks against the U.S. embassy in the past 6 years. The U.S. State Department says yesterday's carefully planned assault looks like an al-Qaeda-style operation. Yemen's foreign minister, Abu Bakr al-Kirbi, agrees. He says the group that claimed responsibility for the attack, Islamic Jihad in Yemen, is linked to al-Qaeda.
We're hearing reports that some of the attackers were wearing Yemeni military uniforms. Is that true?
Yes, this is what has been reported, and this is, again, not unexpected because they can easily buy these uniforms in the market.
Al-Qaeda first grabbed international headlines in Yemen in 2000 when its operatives bombed the USS Cole in the port of Aden, killing 17 American sailors. After the September 11th attacks, the Yemeni government became an ally of the Bush administration in its war on terror. Washington has since offered Yemen tens of millions of dollars to help train and equip its security forces. But over the past 2 years, al-Qaeda-linked groups have increased their attacks against foreign embassies, tourists, and commercial interests in Yemen.
We need really to sit and evaluate our methods of dealing with terrorism.
Foreign Minister Kirby says Yemen needs more American help to battle al-Qaeda. But, he adds, the U.S. should focus its aid more on developing the economy and educational system to achieve long-term success in this impoverished country.
I think it is high time now that after the billions of dollars that have been spent on combating terrorism, for people to sit and ask, have we achieved the objectives? Could we have spent that money better on different ways of combating terrorism?
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Sana'a.